Magic,
and the world of illusion.
Magic TV
and Craig Petty proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
Hey guys, welcome back to Magic TV. My name's Craig. It is 9 o'clock on a Saturday, which means it's time for a Talk Magic interview. And I am talking today with a megastar. And I don't use that term lightly. This is somebody who in the last couple of years has hit the magic scene from out of nowhere. He got third place in Britain's Got Talent. He's been on America's Got Talent. He's won multiple awards. He travels all around the world performing magic. And he's literally weeks away from doing his own tour, literally the length and breadth of the UK. Oh, and by the way, did I mention he's 15 years old? This is a young man that's living the dream and then some, and inspiring an entire nation of people. I cannot wait to talk to him and find out more about him, his journey, because when you hear from him and you hear exactly what he's got to say, you're going to be as blown away as I am. I am, of course, talking about the one and only, the living legend, Mr. Killian O'Connor. How are you doing, Killian?
Hello, Craig. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm a box of fluffy ducks. Thank you very much, mate. I'm really excited about you being on the channel because, like, you know, this channel was set up to interview, like, the biggest names in magic. And from the perception of the public, you know, from the public in the UK, from their point of view, you're one of the biggest names in magic right now. Like, seriously, you're the one that's going out there. You're the one that's doing it. You're the one that's making it happen. We all saw your journey through Britain's Got Talent. We've all been watching as you've achieved so much at such a young age. Before we even start this interview, I just want to say congratulations, buddy. You're doing incredible.
Thank you very much. You know, I've done a lot of stuff since BGT, and I've got a lot of stuff coming up. As you mentioned, I've got the tour coming up and a few other things.
Ooh, exciting. Well, I want to talk about all of those other things. I want to talk about the tour. I want to talk about everything that you've done. But before we do any of that, I want to find out a little bit more about your backstory. You know, if you were a superhero, I want to find out about your origin story. I want to find out a little bit more about what makes you tick. And more importantly, how you found this wonderful world of magic and how you came out of nowhere to be such a megastar. So let me ask you a question, Killian. You're 15 years old now. What's your origin story? How did you get into magic? What happened? How did that all come to be?
So it started back in 2016. I was at an event held by my family over in England. And one of my relatives there, they showed me this magic trick. You know, And I found that really impressive, but I also found it really scary because I thought my phone would just fall off one day. But that day in 2016, a year later, I would have been doing a full-on magic show. You know, card tricks, size 7s, I would have been using that stack. And what really got me into magic, that pushed me forwards, was seeing Izzy Simpson back on BGT back in 2017. And seeing a young magician coming second in BGT, that's what inspired me to become a bigger magician. I wanted to meet Izzy and I wanted to go on to BGT myself, which of course I was able to do 2023, and I came third. So it was all sparked by one of my relatives and Izzy Simpson.
Wow, that's amazing. And Izzy, obviously, we'll talk more about your BGT journey in a second. But one thing that, like, has been a constant, and one of the reasons that your performances are so inspirational to so many people, is because you openly talk about autism, and you openly talk about how your autism has been helped through finding magic. Would you mind talking about that for a little bit? So, you know, you saw Izzy Simpson on TV. You saw her doing really well in Britain's Got Talent. How did the fact that you're autistic kind of tie into all of that, if you don't mind me asking?
So when I was younger, I struggled to interact with people. But then I discovered magic and everything changed. See, when I was younger with the autism, I wouldn't like to talk to anyone. I would have been hiding away in the corner reading a book. And I just didn't want to talk to anyone within roughly 500 feet of me. But with the magic, I've been able to go out and perform. Also, my dyspraxia is another thing. I think I might have dyslexia, I don't know. But my dyspraxia. Also, my fine motor skills, which means being able to do stuff with your hands. So playing cards and Rubik's Cubes would have helped me a lot with that. Another thing is I'm scared of loud noises, right? And I think that the magic, being able to go out and perform magic for people in large crowds, I think that was able to help me overcome that as well, because I would have had to wear noise cancelling headphones when I was younger, but over time I noticed I just didn't need them anymore. So magic has greatly helped with my autism, with mainly those three parts, I should say.
That's amazing. And one thing that I've seen that you've done in a lot of your performances is not only have they been incredible, you know, the standard of the magic is exceptional, but you kind of almost educate people about autism at the same time. So when you're performing, the presentation that you use an awful lot is you're talking about how you felt before magic and then how magic made you whole. You know, one of my favorite pieces that you do, Killian, is your Torn and Restored newspaper. And this, you know, the story that you tell as you're doing that, it's just amazing. It really is.
So what I like to do is I like to take normal tricks and be able to talk about them in a way that represents autism in my life. Because, you know, BGT audition, for example, when I was younger, I struggled to interact with people, but then I found magic. It was like a light switch going off inside my head, because it really was. I'm talking the truth and I'm able to bring it into magic. And with the Torn Restored, of course, don't give up on your story. Only you can create your dreams and go the distance. All of that, it comes back to me. It's, you know, same magic trick, but I'm able to talk about it in a way that suits me.
Yeah. That's really, really important. You're making the trick your own, basically. You're not just doing it the same way as everyone else. You're putting your own spin on it and you're making it personal to yourself as well, which is just brilliant. Absolutely, yes. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So look, I want to ask you a question. So, you know, you're however old you are, you've seen Izzy Simpson on TV. You're like, oh my gosh, she's amazing. You do a little bit of magic, but it's kind of like, okay, not that much. How do you go from, because there's a million kids around the world that have dreams about appearing on Britain's Got Talent or America's Got Talent or a Got Talent program. And what you've managed to do brilliantly, Killian, is you kind of had that desire. You've been like, Izzy Simpson, I want to be her. And literally within a few years, you've made that happen. You know, and there's a lot of people that will never be able to be in that situation. Like, what did you do to go from seeing Izzy on TV to then actually, you know, appearing on television, like, and actually being on Britain's Got Talent? Like, how did you kind of go, right, okay, I'm going to be a great magician? What kind of steps did you do?
Well, after meeting Izzy Simpson, I found out about the Blackpool Magic Convention, the biggest magic convention in the world, and one of Izzy's relatives, Russ Stevens. So the next year I would have gone to Blackpool Magic Convention. 2018 was my first time. And, you know, I really loved the magic there, all the people I met. And, you know, kept in touch with Russ. 2 years after that, during the lockdown, at the end of my garden, I will have performed magic for people. And what happened there was, one day while I was just out at the end of my garden, a journalist was walking by, and I did a bit of magic for her, and that turned into her doing an article on me in a newspaper. Now, in 2017, I'd done another magic show, Abracadabra, with another friend of mine, Joe Daly. But 2020 is where it really kicked off. 2020 or 2021, it might have been, I entered a competition for the Marathon's Magic Argus collab, which me and my sister Casey won. 2022, so Blackpool Magic Convention 2022, I would have done the gala show, which I would have done the Tony Restore newspaper.
Is that where you had me up
pouring
on
water over your
head? Yeah, that's when you threw water over me. Yeah, in front of 5,000 people or something. Twice.
So that would have been my first big gala show. And, you know, my career really kicked off from there. In 2023, there was a lot of things that I did. February, I would have done Blue Peter. It was a Blackpool Magic Convention special. Then I would have done my audition, actually just a few days before Blackpool Magic Convention. Then I heard I got through to the semi-finals, so I would have gone and done semi-finals and the final, which I came third. And that led to a lot more as... Oh, how did I forget that? Around 2020, 2021, I will have become a junior ambassador for Marathon's Magic, which means I would go around shops and demonstrate Marathon's Magic tricks. Well, so 2023, you know, I'd done... 2023, I would have done performances in Monaco. I would have become a keynote speaker for autism. So, with autism, I would have done, like, As I Am, which is... they represent autism in Ireland. And also I would have done a TED talk around June, July, August. And other things include in October 2023, I would have done recording for America's Got Talent Fantasy League. So February 2024, I would have done Blackpool Magic Convention Gala show again with Wayne Dobson, who was the special guest. And that was really an honor, as it was a passing torch from Wayne to me. And, you know, I've got a lot of other things coming up, the main one being my tour, other things which I can't talk about at the moment, but you'll find out soon.
Very enigmatic. I like that. I really do. Right. Before we talk about the tour, I want to talk about a couple of things that you've done. So, a lot of the higher profile events that we've seen you involved in, America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent, all these different things, we see you performing on stage in front of hundreds, maybe even thousands of people. Do you prefer stage magic or do you prefer close-up magic? Because I know you're very good at close-up, but we know you as kind of a stage magician because of all of the opportunities that you've had involved performing on stage. What do you prefer?
Well, I feel that close-up magic would be my most natural area, as that's the one that I've been doing the longest. But over time, I've been able to adapt to stage magic as well. You know, BGT, AGT, those will have been my first times on a big stage. You know, BMC 2022 as well. You know, that's what, 3,000 magicians, and I'm able to go out there, calm and collected, tear up a newspaper, restore it, and pour some water over your head.
Yeah.
We can talk about that, though. But I think, you know, there's a little ritual I do before I go on where, like, I'd be nervous, so I'd be walking around a lot. There's a clip of me online before walking onto the stage at the gala show, BMC 2022, where I'm doing, like, walking backwards and walking forward, and Paul Sharon calls out, "Killian, oh, Connor," and I step out like, "Killian, oh, Connor," and then I feel I was a lot more calm. And there's also some steps I take before I even get there to do the performance, like being able to rehearse it at home in front of like one or two people. It just makes it easier when you're going down to perform in front of a large audience, because you just imagine that they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some other tips that, you know, you can look up at the lights. So it looks like you're facing the audience, which you are, but you're just forgetting they're there. Also, not using erms and buts helps a lot, which I've developed over the years, because like right now I've been able to talk without pausing that much, which I've definitely developed from performing on stage, but also with close-up. So close-up is definitely my most natural area in magic, but I enjoy doing stage magic as well.
Okay. So if I could wave a magic wand and fast forward to like when you finish school or whatever, and you could have a residency doing stage magic in the biggest venue in the world, or you could have a residency doing close-up magic in the perfect venue for close-up magic, what would you prefer? Would you prefer close-up or stage if you had an opportunity to like perform almost every night? Would you prefer stage or close-up? There's no right or wrong, I'm just interested.
Well, there's lots of areas where, you know, it's close-up magic is popular and stage magic is popular. For example, Magic Circle, Magic Castle, they'd be largely interested in stage magic. But see, like, the Magic Corner in Covent Garden, you could say the stage magic, but some would argue that it's close-up magic. So there's lots of areas where you can do both. But I would pick stage magic because, you know, the Magic Castle and the Magic Circle, like, they're very prestigious when it comes to magic. Like, most magicians know about them. And, you know, the quality and the quantity of magicians that are members of both. And, of course, you know, being in the UK and the USA, maybe the most famous countries in the world, it's, you know, it would be an honor to be able to perform at either of them. And actually, I've performed at the Magic Circle back in April of this year for the Young Magician of the Year competition. That was a huge honor, being able to perform in front of such greats. You know, Faye Presto was there, Marvin Burgless, a lot of greats. So Magic Castle, here I come. Not teasing anything, just if I could, I would.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Brilliant stuff. Okay, so let's look at your BGT act. So you went in with the audition, and it was a great audition. It was absolutely fantastic. You know, you had the Milk and Light bulb, you had the Acme Portable Hole on the jumbo card, the sweet prediction. There was a card reveal. It just flowed together so well. It really, but also, not only did it flow together so well, but the narrative and the story that you told connecting each one of those pieces was just exceptional. So, like, what made you choose the effects that you did? What made you go down the route of going, you know what, I'm going to do this, 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 and this? Was there a particular reason or?
Well, the reason was, you know, coming up with acts is a hard thing. And, you know, I have to thank Russ Stevens, as he would have helped with script work and the act. Of course, helping with Magic on BGT since 2015, 2016. The reason I chose those tricks is because, as I said earlier, I'm able to link them back to my autism. For example, the black hole in the cards, you know. Magic is my universe and my life is now whole. You know, that plays back to the whole. And, you know, it's able to show, like, light switch going off its own head, snap, light switch comes on. It plays into the magic, and I picked it because, you know, it talks about my autism, and it flows smoothly through the act, because, you know, you go from a black hole to a jug and a light bulb, which, you know, not really a big connection, but through the autism, I'm able to connect them, which is, that's just one reason why I'm thankful that I have autism. But that's the reason why I picked those tricks and put them in that order.
That's great. That's fantastic. Now, obviously, you then went to the semifinals.
Yes.
And your semifinal performance was what I think to, it was one of the best semifinal performances I've ever seen on any Got Talent show anywhere in the world. Like, you bought it and then some. Everything was iconic. The silk going into the apple, obviously the vanish, the pop vanish, which became iconic to you, the appearance out of the box at the end, just the whole thing was amazing. I mean, talk about stepping up your game. That semi-final piece was amazing. I mean, what did you think of the semi-final? And did you find it difficult working with Illusions? Because obviously, unless I'm mistaken, you'd never worked with Illusions before. And there you are on stage, vanishing in a burst of confetti, appearing out of boxes from nowhere. Like, that's a completely different skill set to making some milk go in a light bulb or finding a card in a deck of cards. Like, it's next level. Like, how did you find all of that?
To me, the semi-final was my favorite performance out of the audition, semi-final and final. I have a few nitpicks here and there, which, you know, they're unavoidable, but it's definitely my favorite because, you know, the pop vanish, just the, and yeah, as you said, I've never worked with Illusions before, and going back to the loud noises, that confetti vanish would have been one of the harder things for me because having to stand there, I was, you know, I would have just stood like this and then it pops and I would have just flinched because of the noise. But we were able to come up with that pose, which, you know, it makes sense because it's like, oh, I put it in, then it flies out of that hand. But also it helps me. It, if you look at it, it doesn't look like I flinch. I'm just there and then pop. And the box as well, that would have been, it was actually very fun getting into the box to me. The way I got into it, I very much liked it, which I won't talk about, you know. Number one rule, never reveal the secrets of magic, yeah. But for me, my BGC semi-final is my favourite, then my audition, then my final. But I was happy with them all because, you know, even with them having a few little bits here and there, I still got third place. So, you know, I'm very happy with how it turned out. And, you know, semi-final, yeah, very happy. You know, I'm a mystic and this is my stick. You know, I'm able to add comedy in there as well. You know, they say magicians aren't funny, which, you know, is probably true. But, like, you know, Irish accent is, whatever. Yes, like using that to my advantage. I'm a mystic and this is my stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Tree of Diamonds.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That was really fun. That was really well played. It really was. You could see that your personality was coming through. In fact, actually, before we talk about the final, that's one of the things that I think people fell in love with you because of your enthusiasm, like your reaction when the audition went as well as it did. You could just tell from how you acted and what you were, how you were on stage, that moment right there meant the absolute world to you. You could just
So that was genuine happy tears after performance. Of course, my mom coming up as well. Oh, I'm sorry, my mom coming up as well to celebrate with me. You know, I love the BGT semi-final, but to me, the BGT audition had my favourite moment. Well, second favourite behind the pop vanish, but that's one of my favourites because, like, you can just feel the emotion there. And, you know, I was crying in the car all the way back to the hotel. I'm not joking. I was all the way back to the hotel. It was like 15, 20-minute drive. I was just so happy at how well it went. And you know, being able to do it in front of 4,000 people. You know, Simon Cowell, he made some incredible moments there as well. You know, turn over seven diamonds slowly in 2,500. It was all great. And, you know, four yeses as well, which I was very happy with. And why I burst into tears was because I knew just how well it went and that I was able to do it in front of all those people. And also, I got a standing ovation from the audience and the judges, which, you know, just a feel-good moment for me.
Absolutely. It was incredible. So was it difficult, like, from memory, and correct me if I'm wrong here, you did the semi-final on the Friday or the Thursday or something. I think you only had like 2 days to prepare for the final, didn't you? You didn't have hardly any time at all. Like, did you have something prepared already? Did you go into the semi-final thinking, you know what, I might make the final, I need to put something in place? Or did all of your focus go into the semi-final and then kind of did you have to scramble to find something for the final? Like, how difficult was that scenario to be a part of?
Of course, Russ is a very busy man. You know, right after BGT audition, he had to move straight on to the Blackpool Match Convention, which I still remember. I somehow forgot my hat. Don't know how I did that, but you know, like, for the audition, we had already got the routines for the audition, the semi-final and the final all planned out. And semi-final one we stuck with. But, you know, 2 days we have for the final. And, you know, the way it was, we had to change the script and change the routine on the morning of the final. So, like, while I was in the theatre, you know, I'm learning the script and I'm learning the routine and everything to do. And, you know, we were always planning on doing like a word for the torn of swords, this layer sounds for that, and timing it up with the riffs. So we were happy when Simon said dog in the semi-finals because it meant we only needed three things, which we came up with that on the morning as well. So, you know, we were just lying in bed and Mama asked, oh, Russ wants a word for the final. Have you got any suggestions? Don't give up on your dream. And this will be like 7 a.m. I just come up with 3 suggestions right away. And, you know, they're used. D stands for don't give up on your dreams. Only you can create your story, go the distance, and then the restore. So, you know, the final was definitely the toughest to prepare for. And we only got one rehearsal in. But, you know, it still went really well. You know, the pop vanished with Ant.
Yeah, it went great.
I can't remember. I've done too much. What else did I do in the final? Torn and Restored. How can I forget Torn and Restored? But, you know, I was really happy with how it went, even with such short notice. You know, coming thirds, even then.
That's amazing. No, third is brilliant. Like, very few people ever get to the final, and you've got to the final and you're in third place. I mean, it's just awesome, absolutely awesome. And then almost straight away off the back of that, we see you in America's Got Talent on the new America's Got Talent program where they're competing against each rivals, I think it was called. That's the one.
That is ours.
That's the one. There you go.
The Fantasy League Dream Team.
Absolutely.
Now they were doing like a, you know, American jacket style. So, spoon on. Why not? It is a bit big, but, you know.
You'll grow into it.
Also got this. Don't know if I can show a logo, but we'll show it anyway.
Wow. Look at that. Wow.
Actually, while I was in AGT, we were planning to go to the Magic Castle. Magic Castle, yes, but due to another event going on, we weren't able to get in. Also, you have to be granted permission. But while I was in America, the Marvin's Magic Rising Star Awards right here. So my name is engraved there on the bottom. And, you know, there's other greats on here. You know, Izzy Simpson, 2017, Richard Jones, Mark Spellman, Ben Hart. There's a lot of names. Ben Hart, actually, you know, I work with Ben Hart. He works for Gag Reflex, who I also work with. And they've teamed with Russ Stevens to help me create the tour. 14 dates across the UK and Ireland. Killiansmagic.com. Click on tours. You can know. You can look at all the tickets, if you want. No.
Well, let's talk about the tour. Before we talk about the tour, one other thing you mentioned: America's Got Talent. There, I thought your performance on America's Got Talent was great. Leviosa looked brilliant. Like, that was such a good handling of that routine. You know, a lot of magicians said that Leviosa is something that is kind of impractical and can't be done. And there you are performing it in front of thousands of people in front of a live television audience.
It is a very hard trick to control, but, you know, I had like 2-3 months to get it prepared. And, you know, 2-3 months, I was able to get it completely near to a T, near perfection.
Yeah, it's great. You did fantastic on America's Got Talent. And you mentioned Gag Reflex. Obviously, you know, you've been signed by Gag Reflex. And they've organized this tour for you, which is coming up this summer. Do you want to talk to me a little bit about the tour and what people can expect from the tour?
So imagine everything I did in BGT. It's going to be that, but bigger and better. An hour and a half of pure entertainment with my special guest, Rylan Petty. Your son, of course.
My son.
14 dates across the UK and Ireland. No, there's places I'm trying to think off the top of my head. There's Ilkley, there's Cheltenham, there's Salford, Drogheda. There's a load of places. And once again, you can go to killiansmagic.com. That's Killian with a C. And click on tours and you'll see all the tickets, all the dates. Click on tickets, send you to the website, and you can purchase there.
Amazing. So 90 minutes. So you got two halves. And yes. Are we going to see some of the classic routines that you made famous on Britain's Got Talent, as well as some new stuff? What are we going to see? You don't have to be specific. I know you don't want to be very specific, which is fine. But are we going to see...
You're going to see some close-ups, some stage magic, some audience interaction. And that's about as much as I can say. You'll just have to wait and see. But I promise it will be bigger and better than BGT and AGT.
Wow, bigger and better than BGT and AGT. That's amazing. And tickets are selling really well. Like, it's not until July and August. And some of the venues are pretty much sold out at this point, haven't they? Like, you must be very happy with how the tickets are doing.
A lot of them in Ireland have been selling out well, which, you know, I think you can see why that is. You know, I'm Irish. But a few places in the UK as well. Ticket sales are going really well right now.
That's fantastic. That's absolutely awesome. And is it a family show? Are kids going to be like, is it like what, is there any age limitations, or can anybody and everybody come along and enjoy
this? Anyone can come, anyone at all. No age limitations, you know, nothing horrific. It's just fun tricks everyone can watch. Not like I'm going to be stabbing swords into Rylands. Not yet, I don't think. I won't be doing that, promise.
Okay, that's good to know. That's fantastic. Amazing. So tickets are available. You go to, what's the website again?
Killiansmagic.com.
Killiansmagic.com. And then you have links through to each individual theatre. Yes. So you find the one that's nearest you. You go on there and you can get the tickets directly. And as we get closer to the tour, they are going to be selling out. So, you know, it's that old classic thing, isn't it? Book now to avoid disappointment, right? Amazing. So you've got the tour. By the way, a 15-year-old having their own tour is just ridiculous. I've got to say that. You've got your tour. Awesome. It's safe to say that at the age of 15, you've achieved more than most magicians would have achieved in their entire career. Like at the age of 15, you've been on America's Got Talent, you've been on Britain's Got Talent. I know of other things that you've done already that you probably can't really spend too much time talking about. You've won the Rising Star Award, you've won this award, you've won that award. I know you've traveled the world doing private events as well. I know you were in Milan a few a year ago or something. Like you're literally all over the place. So what are your goals, Killian? After this tour's finished, what are your goals, both long term and short term? So what I mean by that is obviously you've got education. There's nothing you can do about that. But are you wanting to be, is being a full-time magician the thing that you want to do as soon as humanly possible? Is that something that you want to do? And what have you got planned in the short term as well?
Well, in the short term, I've got a few things planned. After a tour, I still want to be able to travel to inspire other people and share my story. And in the long term, I would like to be a magician as long as I can. I'm still in my youth, so whether it continues or not, not sure yet. But hopefully it will. And of course, Monaco last year, Monte Carlo. I'd like to be able to travel outside of Europe. As of right now, I've traveled to loads of different continents. Europe, what's it, North America, there's a loads I want to explore. Almost 200 countries. So a few countries that I've always wanted to go to, Germany being one, Italy, what's the other one? South Korea also. I've always wanted to go to South Korea, especially Seoul. Seems like such a lovely place. And just to travel the world to share my story and inspire other people. Of course, last year doing the TED Talk. Also, just recently, I won this 2024 Civic Achievement Awards to Killian O'Connor to convey appreciation on your achievement on behalf of the Laytown Baystown Municipal District and the people of County Meath. I don't know how to pronounce municipal, so we're saying municipal. Laytown Baystown, that will be close to me. Stephen McKee, Fiona Lawless, Meath County Council, so that recently.
That's
Also,
amazing.
back in 2023, there was National Reality Television Awards, which BGT was nominated for Best Reality Competition Show 2023, which they won, and I got to bring home the trophy right here. It's very heavy, but there it is, NRTA Best Reality Competition Show 2023, Britain's Got Talent, if you can see that. But there it is. Also, course, before Blackpool Magic Convention 2023, this badge, actually during BMC 2023, for the BMC special. So hopefully I can collect more of these in the future. But there's one. Now, if you a few of you might not know what this is. This is a Blue Peter badge. Blue Peter, one of the oldest shows in the UK, going since 1950s, 1960s, and it's one of the most prestigious badges that you can get in UK television. And there's one right there.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Oh, I mean, wow. Just wow. And I forgot that you'd done a TED talk. I mean, you've done so much. I completely forgotten about the TED talk. That's brilliant. That's
There's a
great.
lot that I've forgotten as well. Now, I've tried to talk about as much as I can in this interview, but now I'm not saying I've had too much. I'm not I have had a lot, but a lot coming up, a lot behind me. It's hard to remember all of that. I'm sure most of you watching this can't remember what you had for cereal yesterday or
I can't.
breakfast, not cereal.
I can't. Definitely not.
Me neither, actually.
That's wow. Wow. That's great. And I know that your TED talk and also a lot of your performances, you've been celebrated, you know, by companies and communities within the autism community. You know, you're spreading such a positive message about autism and getting people to understand exactly what it's all about. I mean, that there itself is just fantastic. Aside from the magic, aside from all your achievements, aside from everything else, just that right there is something that you should be so proud of.
You know, as well as the TED Talk and being a member of, as I am, which I mentioned, was for Autism in Ireland. I would have done a talk for Stanford University recently, based in California. And, you know, that was a big moment. Stanford University, they're one of the top 10 universities in the world. And I'm doing a talk for them. That would have been a big moment, among lots of other things, like TED Talk, as we mentioned. Also, I've done a lot of work for my area in Ireland, but also all over. So being able to spread the word of autism. Some of you might know Arnett, FAO Schwartz, and you know, the one closest to me in Dublin, they would have opened up a small section where you can just watch performances on its own in a big audience. And I was actually the first person to ever perform in that room.
That's
another
great.
Thing is, you know, I'm a member of a lot of societies, Young Magician Club, Magic Circle Youth Program, the Society of American Magicians, the Magic Allon Society, also the Society of Irish Magicians, which I joined back in 2017, and I'm officially the youngest ever member of the Society of Irish Magicians.
Wow. It just keeps coming, doesn't it? It's just phenomenal. And so, yeah, I mean, you've achieved so much. You really have. And you've got lots more. I know you've teased us. You can't really tell us a lot of stuff that's happening beyond the tour. But we are going to be seeing you an awful lot in the future doing other things. One question.
Yes.
One question. Are you done with the Got Talent? You've done Britain's Got Talent. You got through to the final. You've done America's Got Talent. Are you moving on to different things now, or would you be open to doing another talent competition in the future?
The Got Talent is one of those things where once you do the main show once, it's like you wouldn't really go back because, you know, it's stuff that the audience have already seen, and it's most likely that they won't get you through to where you were before. But, you know, going on to spin-off shows, for example, AGT Fantasy League, for me, I would do that because, you know, it wouldn't be as big as the main show, but you're still, like, audience have still seen you, but you're still able to get your name out there. So, you know, BGT did a thing back a few years ago, The Ultimate Magician, and, you know, you saw familiar faces from a bunch of Got Talents, and you know, if I'd done BGT in 2022, I would have gone on to that because, you know, it's not as big as an audience and but it's just magicians. So it would be different than to just Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And because the spin-offs, you know, different ways of doing it, like AGT Fantasy League with the four judges picking teams of 10, Simon V, Howie V, Mel V, Heidi. You know, interesting concept. So spin-off show, if I was asked to do that, yes, but I won't go back to the main show again. No.
Awesome. And one last question before we finish this whole off. How do you manage everything just in terms of your time? Because obviously you're in full-time education. You travel around the world performing magic. You're going to all of these different places that take you away for weeks upon time. You're just, you know, how do you find time to do everything, Killian?
So,
how do I find as well?
You know, that's a really good question because today, you know, well, it's being let out on Saturday, but, you know, right now it's Monday and I would have just come home from school. Only like half an hour later, I'm starting this interview with you. So I think, you know, I've had to ask my school for permission for a lot of time off to travel, BGT, AGT, all those things. And, you know, it would be hard for me to manage everything on my own, manage all these things coming in. So that's one reason why I'm grateful that Gag Reflex signed me to a contract. Also, my magic director, Russ Stevens, would have come in handy. Also, my parents, they would have all managed a lot of it. So I'm really grateful for a lot of things they do. And, you know, even with that time off, you know, that's just spent doing magic. A little bit of sightseeing here and there, but most of the time it would just be doing magic.
Wow. Okay.
And that's still being able to, like, you know, magic now, school next day and this week and all that. You know, it's a messy schedule. You can't really put it in a specific order, but even with like, oh, magic for 2 days in school, retreat and all that, I've still been able to catch up with a lot of school. And, you know, I'm not trying to brag, but, you know, they can see I'm a good student, which is why they're saying, oh, yes, you can go here because we know you'll catch up when you get back.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I mean, well, I know you're doing great at everything you do, so that's awesome. It's inspiring. It really is. It's really inspiring. And, you know, we're going to wrap this interview up now, but two things that people need to do. You're very active on social media, aren't you?
Yes. Can so, we smash it on TikTok, Threads, Vevo, X, YouTube, Facebook, all those. You can follow me on whichever ones you have.
And you post on there very, very regularly, don't you? So if you want to see Killian performing and also you want to keep up to date with what he's doing, you've got to follow him on all the various different social media channels. And again, give me that website for the tour details again one more time.
Killiansmagic.com. Go to that website, Killian with a C. Click on tour, then scroll down and you'll see all the dates, all the tickets. You can purchase tickets there.
Amazing. And the tour is coming up soon. It's through July, it's through August, and you heard it here first. Killian is saying it's going to be bigger, it's going to be better, and it's going to be more exciting than Britain's Got Talent. It's going to be epic, right? Fun for all the family.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You know, it was an honor to talk to you today, Craig. You know, hope to see you again, and, you know, have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, Killian, thank you so much for coming on the channel. You are amazing. You are an inspiration. I really appreciate that. And you know that I'm always here if you need anything. But I want everybody that's watching this interview to do me a favor. First of all, leave a comment down below. Let Killian know what you thought of the interview. Did you see him on America's Got Talent or Britain's Got Talent? Leave a comment down below and let him down below. And then don't forget, go and check out his tour. If you live anywhere near any of those tour dates, you have to go, because I've been speaking to Ross Stevens. And I know some of the things that you've got planned, and they are going to be amazing. So make sure that you click on the tour and follow Killian on all of the various different social media channels. But Killian, you're an inspiration. Thank you so much for coming on Talk Magic on Magic TV.
Thank you for having me on. You know, it's such an honor to be on the Magic TV channel. I've been watching it 2-3 years now. So being on here with you, Craig, it's... You know, once again, it's such an honor. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, buddy. You're amazing. Guys, leave a comment down below. Go and get tickets to the tour. Follow Killian on social media. Leave a comment down below. And we will be back again next Saturday with another interview. But on behalf of the legend himself, Mr. Killian O'Connor, I'm Craig. This is Killian. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you again soon on Magic TV.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast. Magic, magic. Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel, Magic TV, which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV. or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic podcast.